Hi, I'm Marvin Gaye. You know, the free press swings pretty good with the team beat. That's a special page that covers the record beat, the what's happening beat, the I got a problem beat, the clothes beat, the whole team beat. Now catch team beat every Friday in the Detroit Free Press. Cause baby, that's where all the action is. So come on, team beat, hey, come on. Coming on, Teen Beat, in the Free Press, Teen Beat, hey, 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 oh, the Teen Beat is mighty neat, in the Free Press, it's the best, hey, hey, Teen Beat, it's mighty neat. What's happening? Who's in town? Where's the action? What's around? Come on, Teen Beat. Ha, you're coming on. Come on, Teen Beat. You're coming on. Free Press, Teen Beat. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, the Teen Beat is mighty neat. Yes, the Free Press.
You've just heard Cause I Love You by Pastels. Our time is running out. Yellow Pages on the album Where the Action Is, Los Angeles Nuggets 1965-1968. Don't Lose Your Mind by Galaxies 4. And previous to that, Goofin' Off, Macy Skipper, Tell Her That You Love Her, Bo Jesse. Previous to that, A Reason to Be Lonely by Otis Leville from the album A Reason to Be Lonely. Did you know you can make a request at 516-654-4059? Call or text 516-654-4059. More music now.
Partners a ham. Right. Hello and welcome to Drop In, a weekly, freeform program brought to you each Saturday by a guest at Rock and Soul Radio. And now, here is this week's Drop In show.
Listening to The Drop-In Show on WFMU's Rock and Soul stream. I'm Frank in Queens, and you just heard Time Will Be Your Doctor by the band Tucky Buzzard. That's the B-side of their 1971 U.S. Capitol single. And for the next hour or so, you're going to hear some early hard rock and late-era garage stuff. I hope you enjoy it. I'm a firm believer in the motto of less talk, more rock, so we're just going to get right into the next set. This is a tune called Lookout by a band called Asterisks.
to get ya. Find all the wealth, all they got ya. Gonna make you pay for what you done. I'm not gonna be happy till you're down on your knees. Gonna make you wish you'd never been born.
Races too.
I'm
right, you're listening to WFMU's Rock and Soul Stream. You just heard Bide My Time by The Fields off their 1969 U.S. single on the Uni label. I really like the Uni label. I love the way it looks, and I like a lot of the stuff that was released on that label. Whenever I see that label out in the wild in the shops, and it's something that I'm not familiar with, I always give it a spin to check it out, because, like I said, I've had a lot of good luck with stuff on that label. Before that was Ride the Ship of Fools by Bliss off their 1969 U.S. single on the Canyon label. I picked both of those songs because I noticed a distinct Cream influence, and they're one of my favorite bands, so any time another band comes from that school of thought, so to speak, it's always something that catches my ear. Before that was Play the Game by Atomic Rooster. That's the B-side of their 1971 U.S. single on the Elektra label. It was actually released in 1970 in the UK. I guess it took about a year to reach US shores. I'm glad it did. Before that was Wish You'd Never Been Born by Jodo, another B-side off their 1971 US single on the Decca label. That was a British band I'd never heard of before I picked up the single, and I noticed after a little research that the great Martin Birch did a little engineering on that record. Martin Birch, fantastic producer through the 70s and into the 80s. Before that was Warm Touch by Liquid Smoke, B-side of their 1971 U.S. single on the Avco Embassy label. Love that song. Had to pick that one because they're from Long Island. I grew up on Long Island, somewhat local to WFMU, even if not a Jersey band, so seemed like an obvious choice. And to start the set off was Lookout by Asterix. It's a 1970 Germany single on the Decca label. They're a German band, but features the great British vocalist John Lawton. That whole band pretty much went on to form Lucifer's Friend right after the Asterix record was released. And if you don't know Lucifer's Friend, you should do yourself a favor and remedy that, because they're a fantastic, fantastic band. All right. Once again, I'm Frank in Queens. We're going to move on to the next set, starting it off with a band out of Michigan called The Frost. This is Black as Night.
Too many bad times of loving you. Now I gotta read. realize that I can throw you right out of my mind and put you right back in your place. 'Cause lightning never strikes twice in the same place. I can't live without loving you. Carry on in the same old way. Do anything that I wanna do. Say what I wanna say. 'Cause I can throw you right out of my mind and put you right back in your place. 'Cause lightning never strikes twice in the same place. Till you took my crown, I wanna win it back again. 'Cause I can throw you right out of my mind and put you right back in your place. Lightning never strikes twice in the same place.
Thank you. The other's 2 foot open.
Yeah.
Drop-In Show on WFMU's Rock and Soul Stream. You just heard Gypsy Eyes by Blue Scepter, a.k.a. the Scott Richard Case, off their 1972 U.S. single on the Rare Earth label. Blue Scepter, Scott Richard Case, whatever they want to call themselves, it's okay with me. I think they're fantastic. I really like the ending on that song. It reminds me of a combination of Won't Get Fooled Again and Call Me Animal by the MC5, two of my very, very favorite bands. Before that, Epitaph for a Head by J.D. Blackfoot. It's the B-side of a 1969 U.S. single on the Philips label. Prior to that, Witch's Wand by Love Machine, a 1970 single on the Mercury label in the U.S. The band was originally from Barbados via the U.K. Prior to that, I'm Dreaming by the Wild Weeds, a 1968 U.S. single on the Cadet Concept label. That was written and features Big Al Anderson at NRBQ. On that one, chose that because I think it's a great song and I really like NRBQ, and I felt like it wouldn't be a proper WFMU show without some sort of NRBQ connection. And before that, What a Mess Again by Variations, a 1970 French single on the Pathé label, Parisian band, kind of reminiscent of Mountain, I think, at least that song, not all their stuff was, but before that, Lightning Never Strikes Twice by The Move. B-side of the 1970 UK single on the Regal Zonophone label, the A-side, of course, being Brontosaurus. And starting off that set, sounding very much like The Move, was The Frost with Black as Night. That was off of a 1970 US single on the Vanguard label. This has been Frank and Queens. That's it for me today on WFMU's Drop-In Show. I want to thank everyone very much for listening today and participating on the comments board. It's been a lot of fun. It's truly been an honor to be able to do a show here on WFMU, and I just want to take an opportunity to thank Mike Sin for helping me put this all together. You've been instrumental in making that happen, and I really, really appreciate it. I'm going to leave you with one more. This is a band out of San Francisco called Om, appropriately called Bye Bye Baby.
Thank you. they go out in search of release. Traffic lights and shouts just for him. Cities, put in your penny, press the button, show the package and its color. Saw a lot of sugar, listen to the clutter. Spot your feet, look at your fathers. That's what they call to build up a land. Build stinky cars and noisy Jews. Hot bad prostitutes, grind. For what? What for?
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music! That's our middle name!
Love it up before you see. Tell me. hits just keep on coming.
Just make